KQED.
For decades, California's counties have been charged with providing health care to poor, uninsured people. That means there's a lot at stake for counties as California decides whether or not to expand health insurance coverage under the new federal health care overhaul. As Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow reports, county officials are worried Governor Brown's plan to expand Medi-Cal will still leave them on the hook for money they don't have.
It's not the fact the Brown administration wants to expand health care coverage that has counties concerned. It's that the governor's budget wants local governments to give something back as part of the package. Brown's spending plan lays out two options for expanding health care. The first is simply growing the Medi-Cal program. If that happens, Department of Health Care Services Deputy Director Marie Cantwell says the state would be shouldering a major burden currently imposed on counties.
We're going to have growing cost pressures when you have a larger program moving forward, and we do believe that the counties will see a decline in responsibility and costs.
At a Wednesday budget hearing, Cantwell said analysts estimate more than 500,000 people currently in county systems would be eligible for the new expanded Medi-Cal coverage. And if counties suddenly don't have to pay for coverage anymore, Brown wants them to start picking up the cost for other state-funded programs like child care subsidies. But county officials say not so fast. Dr. Mitch Katz says Los Angeles County Health Services, which he runs, will still have major responsibilities.
We believe if all goes well, 1 million of them will newly gain insurance, and 1 million will remain residually uninsured.
The Brown administration's second proposal is to put the counties in charge of the Medi-Cal expansion. That means counties, not the state, would have to pay the additional insurance costs once the federal government stops footing 100% of the bill in 2017. County officials aren't too fond of that approach either. Kelly Brooks Lindsay, with the State Association of Counties, says it would be a logistical challenge.
All 58 counties would have to have a low-income health program expansion on the same day, January 1, 2014, in order to draw down 100% federal match. So if there was one county that couldn't get their program up and running, it would delay the expansion in all 58 counties.
Brooks Lindsay says to meet their deadlines, counties need an answer soon. Figuring out how to expand Medi-Cal is one of the many healthcare questions lawmakers are dealing with this month in a special legislative session focused on getting California ready for the new federal health care requirements. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
You can learn more about the Medi-Cal expansion debate on our blog, State of Health. Find a link at californiareport.org.